With the COVID-19 pandemic making its way across the globe, affecting thousands of people physically, mental health is also a major concern. For Australians, the rise of the coronavirus has followed us on from a harrowing bushfire season, which also took a toll on our collective mental health. To understand how this anxiousness and anxiety surrounding the virus is affecting us mentally, Patty Burton has the story.
I think at first I was kind of like, oh, you know, this is another thing happening, like we've had the fires and we had the floods, and then this is on like a worldwide scale. It's kind of like one thing after the other, and I was at first thinking, oh, it'll blow over and it'll be all right. And then I was like, you know, still living my life and remaining positive. And then, yeah, I think it just hit me, like the seriousness of it all.
That was Claire Wainwright. She's 24 and is feeling anxious and worried amidst the outbreak of COVID-19. She's overwhelmed by the mass amount of information available, whether it be on social media or by trusted news sources.
Like, there's just so much, obviously, in the media, and some of it is really, depending what you're looking at or who you follow, there's been some insightful, like, really nice supportive pieces, but then there are a lot as well that kind of taking it the other way and almost is like an overload of info. Doesn't help, I guess, like, you don't know what to believe or what to do or what's the best or right thing to do.
Dr. Louise Stone is an associate professor at ANU Medical School, and she is concerned for the mental well-being of Australians.
I think it's difficult because an epidemic is visible. I think it's easier in many ways, although it's just as threatening when we have a natural disaster, because we can see it, we can do things, we can look at the app and look for smoke, and we can, you know, look at the where the fires are, those sorts of things, and we can prepare. The trouble with an epidemic is it's silent and it's invisible, and the other thing is it isolates you from people. So your friends and family become more distant because we've got this, you know, social distancing to try and protect ourselves. So it means that people become quite isolated and they become quite anxious because it's difficult for them to, I suppose, protect themselves from something they can't see.
In an effort to flatten the curve and prevent COVID-19 from overwhelming health systems around the world, experts have advised people to practice social distancing if possible and self-isolate when arriving home from overseas and being in contact with people who have the virus.
I think it's particularly difficult for vulnerable people. So the elderly, people who are immune suppressed, those sorts of people have to isolate themselves even further. And it means that they're basically not getting visitors and they're in the middle of the social media panic. So it's very easy to get onto social media and feel overwhelmed because there's no consistent message. And trying to work out who to follow and what advice to take is incredibly difficult. And it is a threat. The hard part about this is it's very real. It's not that people are panicking for no reason. It is a threat, particularly for people who are vulnerable. So obviously that's going to make people very anxious. And if they've got a vulnerability there already, like they've already had an anxiety disorder or they're already feeling anxious because of some other physical health condition or because they're exhausted from the bushfires and the drought, it's going to make everything worse.
Dr. Stone says that social media has been affecting people's mental health significantly.
Although we say to people, look, limit your social media, because I think that is something you can live, you can swim in panic all day, every day in social media. And I do think that you do need to decide who you're going to follow and who you're not going to follow so that you can keep your mental health on board, settle it. So I'm not saying that people should ignore the media. Of course, they shouldn't, of course. And social media, of course, is a way that people can connect when they're isolated, and it's a real positive for many people because of that. But what we do need to do is to try and decide who's a credible source or not, and cast the others away for a while.
Grace, who suffers from generalized anxiety disorder, is also feeling increasingly anxious about the COVID-19 pandemic.
I've just been feeling a bit, like, I guess the best word to describe it discombobulated. I just feel very uncertain about what's going to happen next because it feels like every day there's some new bombshell that the government is kind of dropping on us and we just don't really have time to adjust. And so I just feel very kind of uncertain and a little bit helpless, I think. So I've always suffered from what's called GAD, which is generalized anxiety disorder. I guess I just normally have a sense of anxiousness and worry just about like everyday things, and then to have this added thing on top something like that can be really triggering.
To look after our mental health, Dr. Stone has a range of ways we can keep it in check.
Well, I think one of the things that is most important actually is looking after your body, because we may have no idea in our heads what to do with this virus, but our immune systems are actually quite capable. Our immune systems, that's what they're designed for, to cope with novel viruses. It's what they do. So the healthier we are in our bodies, the better we are able to cope. And I think people want to do something. I think that's very good for your mental health, is to plan and to get ready. And one of the things you can do is to try and keep healthy, to get sleep. I know it sounds all very basic, but avoiding drugs and alcohol where you can, keeping your medical conditions under control. And I do think finding ways to connect that don't involve seeing people face-to-face is incredibly important. And I think one of the things that helps you from feeling, stops you from feeling powerless, is reaching out to people who are more isolated than you are. So trying to find the elderly people in the community and giving them a ring, or trying to make sure that, you know, the person up the road with on chemotherapy, you at least contact to see that they're okay.
Dr. Louise Stone, Associate Professor at the Australian National University Medical School, ending that report by Patty Burton.